Shanghai.
Now let's talk about a shift in the U.S. economy. The gross domestic product, or GDP, has risen to an all-time high, which means we are making as much stuff as we were before the Great Recession, but doing it with fewer workers. Unemployment is still around 9%. Part of the reason is technology, as NPR's Chris Arnold reports from Boston.
We used to think about machines taking over very mundane jobs, twisting a screw into a toaster on an assembly line over and over again. But more recently, technology is eliminating higher skill jobs. To talk about this, some of the nation's top technologists and economists were at Harvard and MIT this week. They came for a jobs conference called Race Against the Machine. And there was a very impressive machine on hand named Watson.
Watson!
What is Napa Valley?
Napa Valley is the answer. Good job, Watson. Go ahead.
IBM has built this powerful Jeopardy-playing computer, which recently beat the all-time human Jeopardy game show champion. And this week it took on two teams from MIT and Harvard. The auditorium was packed with students, and Harvard actually managed to do pretty well playing against the computer.
Harvard, we turn to you. You had $26,800. What did you write down as your response?
What is Mount Rushmore?
That's right.
But in the end, even three very smart Harvard kids were no match for IBM's Watson.
Basically, this sports ball is a truncated icosahedron. It's just a little rounder. Watson.
What is soccer?
Soccer ball, that's exactly right. Good job. No one claps for Watson, really? None of you. There you go.
Maybe the reason that human beings don't tend to clap for Watson is that we can instinctively sense that he just might steal our jobs. Andrew McAfee is a researcher at MIT. He helped to organize the conference, and he's co-authored a book with the same title, Race Against the Machine.
We see already that the work of legal discovery, in other words, sitting around and reading huge volumes of documents at the early stage of a lawsuit, that work of discovery is being very quickly and very heavily automated. And by one estimate, it lets one lawyer do the work of 500.
So the world will still need brilliant human courtroom litigators, but not as many junior lawyers and paralegals. And McAfee says we won't need as many tax preparers. Also, more complex manufacturing is being done by machines, which means even fewer auto workers. So where is all this headed?
There's been a long-running debate about, you know, does technology eliminate jobs?
David Autor is an MIT economist who spoke at the conference. He says it's not like every job a machine takes over leaves one person permanently out of work.
Back in at the turn of the 20th century, about 38% of all American workers were working on farms. At present, that's under 2%.
Machines took over a lot of farm work, but new industries and new jobs were created. And overall, Autor says technology improved people's quality of life. There's better health care. Incomes have risen over the past 100 years. But Otter has his worries. He says machines used to take over work that was physically hard or dangerous or just monotonous, but now we're losing higher skill, better paying jobs to machines.
Bank tellers, airline check-in people, accountants, whole, you know, floors of actuaries and insurance companies.
Meanwhile, computers still aren't very good at many menial labor jobs, some cleaning bathrooms and other janitorial work. We still need humans for most of that. So it turns out for many very low-skill jobs, there's still demand. And for very high-skill and high-touch jobs, like being a good manager at a company or a doctor or a nurse, we need humans for that too. But many middle-skill, middle-class jobs, that's where we're seeing the squeeze.
That's the irony, right? That basically that the things that have proved easier to automate are not the lowest-skill activities. It's easier to have a computer play chess than it is to have a computer wash dishes.
So going forward, the worry is that there's going to be a greater need for people to do minimum wage restaurant busboy type work and less of a need for $30 an hour office workers. Other economists, though, they look at all this and they say that innovation is going to come in and save the day. New industries and new technologies, they say, will spring up with new kinds of jobs that we just can't yet anticipate. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.